Hey.
Psst.
Hello, Earth to Dweeb. You. Yes. Come closer. Because I want to talk to you. Oh, calm down. Mr. Kuwata isn't paying enough attention to care what we're doing. So tell me, what's a goody two-shoes like you doing in detention? Shouldn't you be at one of your nerd clubs or something? Ugh, fine, just ignore me, shithead. There, now he's gone and there's no reason you can't talk to me. So as I was saying, I want to know why the teacher's pet is sitting next to me in detention. I mean, this is basically a fate worse than death for someone like you, right? What gives? Ah, I see. Another victim of the zero tolerance policy. Gotta love it. Tell me, who started shit? Who decided to hit you? Because I find it hard to believe that you would go around throwing hands with people. I should have known. Travis is such a dickhead. Tell me, how bad did he hit you? Damn, a black eye? Was that why I haven't seen you around for the past few weeks? Of course I noticed. I gotta keep an eye on all the teachers' pets, because they're the ones who'll snitch. Don't worry, I wasn't planning on killing you or anything. I just had to make sure to stay out of your way when it comes time to settle things. Well, what did you do about it? I'm asking if you fought back? Of course you didn't. Look, I'm going to give you a bit of advice. If someone throws a punch at you, punch them back. Because look at what doing nothing gave you. A black eye, a bunch of bruises, and detention for having the audacity to get beat up. A kid like you doesn't deserve this shit. So if Travis or anyone else decides to hurt you, hurt them back. And don't be afraid to fight dirty. No offense, but you're not exactly the imposing or muscular type. This means you gotta work smarter, not harder. Kick them in the balls. Pull out their hair. Jab them in the eyes with a pencil. Do literally anything except take it. What do you mean? I'm telling you this because I know you're a good person. Do you think I enjoy seeing scrawny kids like you getting beat to a pulp? Hell no. You should be dressed in an anime costume doing cringy shit in the lunchroom, not hiding away like a scared rabbit when someone bigger than you walks by. So what? Yeah, I beat people up, but I don't go after anyone who doesn't deserve it. I have some standards, you know. It ain't any fun going after someone who ain't trying to do the same shit back. Besides, dickheads who go after helpless people deserve to be in stitches. I wouldn't be caught dead doing that. It's like taking candy from a baby, you know? It's easy. Anyone could do it. It ain't something to be proud of. I don't care if what I said offended you. I'm just keeping it real. In this world, you're either a predator or you're a prey. Clearly, you're a prey, through and through. The ideal target for any shithead who thinks he's better than everyone else. But I'm telling you, those people are the weakest assholes out there. They're sheep in wolf's clothing. And as a wolf myself, it's my job to fish out anyone who thinks they can keep an act up like that for long. Just because I'm willing to put shitheads in their place doesn't mean I'm a monster. I'm just doing what everyone else is too afraid to. And if that means everybody hates me, then so be it. Lots of people hate snakes, But without them, mice would take over the forest and kill everything through their own incompetence. Listen, I like you. It might not seem like it, but you're the kind of person I want to see do good in life. You're smart and nice and shit. People like you can make a big difference, but that can't happen if someone snaps your neck, can it? So if anyone, and I mean anyone, decides they have a problem with you, come talk to me. I'll be sure to straighten them out. Of course I'm serious. Why would I lie about this? I already told you I don't go after weak people. There'd be nothing in it for me if I was trying to trick you. It's fine. You can say no. I ain't gonna force you to do anything. I'm just saying that the offer stands on the table if you want it. Thanks, by the way. Since you told me about what happened, I know that Travis didn't get quite the message the first time we scrapped. This time, he's fucking dead. Do I look like I care about getting more detention? Hell, I could be expelled and I still wouldn't care. This place has clearly shown it's willing to punish people who did nothing wrong. Just look at you. You're the prime example of a school's perfect angel having their wings cut off. If they're gonna expel me for standing up to a bully, then I say let the fuckers do it. They'll be the ones sorry when the bully goes right back to their old habits. I have a plan. Meet me outside the front doors tomorrow, 5 minutes before the bell. Relax. I'm just gonna walk in with you. I'll guide you to your locker, walk you to class, and that's it. You can forget all about me afterwards if you want. Come on, you're smart. Why don't you figure out why? It's so everyone else knows who they're messing with. If they see the two of us getting along, they'll learn that if they start some shit with you, they'll start some shit with me. And nobody in this school has the balls to mess with me. So do we have a deal? It's settled then. Thanks for having this talk with me. I'm glad we could sort things out. Well, that's it, Dweeb. Time to go home. Hey, before you go, I just want to say one thing. Remember what I said, okay? I'm here to protect you, no matter what. All right. See you later, Dweeb. Front doors tomorrow morning, 5 minutes before the bell. Got it? Good.